Has everyone got a chance to look at the minutes from last month's meeting?
I'll move the minutes.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Resolution number 488, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County T. McGilligott Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is supply new rooftop HVAC units for all records, remove existing units, 100% county.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution number 510. Amending capital project number 513, purchase of equipment for training room upgrades and facility maintenance. Amending the 2019-2024 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transportation, UCAT.
I'll move that, Dean.
This is for new buses. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 512, establishing capital project number 529, purchase of mass transit buses, Ulster County Area Transportation, UCAT. Excuse me, this is the purchase of the buses.
I'd be very happy to move that.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. When does this actual merger take place between UCAT and the City King? I mean, is there a date?
We just voted by passing the budget for
okay.
the transition to start on July 1st. That is, I mean, there's still,
separate.
The contracts.
Are separate still for
yeah,
now?
You'll still have to approve
right.
the merger. So that'll come to a resolution probably in January, February. We're
okay.
working with the city right now to try to.
Right.
make that happen, just working on some.
And they're going to operate out of their own garages, or is
no,
it going to be
they
one?
They don't own their garage. It'll be one.
It's going to be one. That's
yeah.
good. That's good.
Yeah.
yeah.
This ain't like a merge. It's more of a takeover.
No, they're getting out of the bus business, and we're picking up the slack, basically.
Okay. They're, okay. It's more like that than
yeah,
an actual
merge. Yeah, they will tell the FTA that they are no longer
providing
bus.
Okay.
Because we're the only provider left in the county, we will pick it up.
Right, so it's not like it's going to be a partnership or anything like that, right?
No. I mean, there will be a contract that they will pay us some
yeah.
to take this over.
Pick over some
right.
of the slack. Resolution number 514, authorizing the chairman to execute a license agreement with James Domus and Andrea
Demosthenes
for uses of the county-owned property for a patio project.
This is an ongoing. This is Santa Fe, right over here.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
They use a portion of. I mean, parking lot. Technically, it's temporary.
Okay.
But this is. I'll move it. For the purpose of discussion.
Okay.
And
move for by Legislator Nolan, second by Legislator Green for discussion.
So I just want to make sure that I understand. They already have a patio there.
Yeah.
And this resolution allows them to continue having that patio
yeah.
or more?
They had a five-year license.
Oh,
that
right.
That five-year license was up. We're just renewing their five-year license. We're not
happy to vote on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
You can tell we've all had our heads in the budget.
Having used that patio isn't grounds for recusal, though, right?
Only if it was more than 100.
Good, no.
Resolution number 515, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Unified Court System, Department of Public Grounds, Public Buildings and Grounds.
I move that, Dean.
You got any questions?
Revenue, right?
Yeah.
It's a reimbursement.
Right.
It's reimbursed by the state.
So there was a motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Chairman Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 516, amending capital project number 483, Fire Training Center, Department of Public Works to increase funding for design and engineering work and include funding for legal work, Department of Public Works, Building and Ground.
I'll move for purposes of discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Green to discuss. I'll second.
If I could.
Yes, Mark.
I've been told by Mr. Doyle that this will be the last one because it seems like we've brought the Fire Training Center up every month or two since at least the last couple months increasing this capital. This was for contract management or construction management services, which went out to RFP, and they added in some...
Yeah, $38,000.
For construction management.
Engineering and 10 for legal.
Yeah. They say engineering. I believe it's construction management.
Okay. Well, that's
why. That's the contract.
Yeah, it shows up
the amending
contract.
The capital?
Okay. Yes, yes.
The next one's amending. And so the next resolution is for Barone to do the construction management.
Right.
It's the contract.
Exactly.
But this is amending that, and then it's also adding 10,000 in legal services.
And yeah. Is this for the building in Ulster?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find that specified anywhere. And I had a real concern that this, written the way it is without that specified, would potentially generate concerns that we were moving ahead with the other more controversial
especially in the
location.
Public side.
Yeah. So if it's not...
I agree
if
with
you can
that.
Tell me where it is, then I'm happy to withdraw this request. Otherwise, I think we should amend it to say for whatever we called that, the Town of Ulster Fire Company.
I mean, you could...
The satellite in the Town of Ulster.
Is
I
there a
guess
way to
I
do that?
I would say, you know, amending this mm-hmm. whereas where it says the county issued a request for proposal, number 19 for design of the Fire Training Center, including the necessary site plan and environmental work. Well...
Could we say the design of the Fire Training Center located in the Town of Ulster?
Sure.
I would make that amendment that in the on resolution 516 that the sixth whereas
okay.
be amended to say for the design of the Fire Training Center in the Town of Ulster, including the necessary site plan and environmental work.
I will say your contract for the construction management does specify that it's the site at the Town of Ulster.
Oh, good. I missed that. So, but let's put it in the whereas.
In the resolution, I know that's a good point.
Say it one
yeah.
more time for me.
The design of the Fire Training Center
but
and right in here in the Town of Ulster.
Stand in the hallways.
Thank you. And I seconded it.
Yep.
Right, so amendment made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried on the amendment, and now on the resolution. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green.
The opposite.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Sorry.
All right.
Do we need to do that on 518? No.
It already specified.
No.
Okay.
It specifies it in the contract.
Oh, that's what you were just saying. Okay.
Very thorough, Cass, I have to say. Resolution number 518, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Barone Construction Group, Incorporated, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator
Nolan,
seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
Can I just clarify real quick?
Sure.
Because this is $163,000, so that's not what the last one was for. I got to follow up with Dennis, but it was probably design services on something. I know it's for the town of Ulster.
Well, 516 increased the amount of the design.
Right.
And then
but
that's
only 48, and the next contract, the 518 is for $163,000.
Right, but
so
the 48 is a part of
it. So you voted to amend that last month for construction management service.
So what did we just vote on now?
The contract, you amended the capital for contract construction management last month. This design services, 516, was for legal services and engineering at the time of Ulster.
Now, well, this construction will start in the spring at the town of Ulster?
Well, design hasn't fully been, but, you know, we hope. But we hope by 2019 we'll start construction.
2019?
By the end.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll start in the spring.
Okay. Anybody have any new business? Anybody have any old business?
I'd just like to, I don't think we had a meeting since we had the snowstorm last month, and I'd like to commend the public works, the snow guys and everything out there. I've heard a lot of complaints about different departments throughout the region, but I didn't hear anything bad about it.
Yeah, you guys got good grades.
Yeah.
The state got blasted, town of Sorgerty's got blasted.
And really kicked our butts.
Yeah.
That was
a tough one.
That was tough. It came out of nowhere, and it came quick. Yep.
Rush hour.
Temperatures were low.
Yep.
It just turned to a glaze, an icy glaze.
Yeah, that was nasty.
All over the place.
Yes, there was.
We had roads we couldn't get the plow truck down because of the mishmash of cars.
Yep.
That were stuck on hills, sideways.
Some of our plow trucks got rear-ended.
We had a plow truck rear-ended, and the worst thing on State Highway 209.
Yep.
That was the worst
truck. Roll on the side,
on
the westerly side of Mohawk.
They said Broadway and Kingston looked like a parking lot for the day.
And on the same topic, but a different commendation, is that the compliments are just flowing in on the work to increase the safety at the site of the Midtown Linear Park. That was done internally through the department, and it was done beautifully, quickly, and people are using that, even though it's not officially opened, in big numbers already, and feeling so good about their neighborhood. I've had several comments come back to me personally, as well as comments that are documented on videos that people run into people using that section for transportation and being grateful for it.
Yeah. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You got it, Dean.
Motion
second.
Made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. This meeting's adjourned. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Take care.
Guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for waiting.
And for that other thing,
no problem.
I appreciate that.
Where was the recent...